This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. As a gift to you this holiday season, we're giving you an extra edition of the Created State podcast this week. Dr. Shushen Wong is a professor of computer science at Arkansas State University. She was recently recognized as a 2019 Arkansas Research Alliance Fellow. She joins five other researchers across the state in this honor and is the third fellow at Arkansas State University. Here's an interview I conducted with Dr. Wong. I want to say congratulations to you by being named the 2019 Arkansas Research Alliance Fellow. Tell us about how that felt to know that you were going to receive this honor.
Oh, thank you. And when I was informed, I feel really honored. And the Arkansas Research Alliance is to support researchers for research innovation, research collaboration, which will have direct impact, especially economic and societal impact. So that I think that's a great honor.
And tell us about, with the work that the Arkansas Research Alliance does that you're part of, how does that make a greater impact in this region and also in Arkansas as a whole, if you don't mind, please?
Let me first start with our statewide research collaborations and programs. And as a state in our Arkansas state, we currently have collaborative research project with UMS and also our local hospitals. Especially, we build the joint translational research lab with Simbanas Medical Center, the internal medicine residency program, and we work on medical-related research project. We hope that this project will help to improve health of Arkansas and also at the national level. So, and recently, we established Arkansas Artificial Intelligence Campus, AI Arkansas Campus. This involves seven institutions, currently involves seven institutions in Arkansas. We provide training to students, researchers, and faculty for cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology and also machine learning, deep learning related. So this, we hope this efforts will bring AI, artificial intelligence to everyone, bring AI close to everyone and help build Arkansas AI strengths. This will have later on and this, we hope this program will continue. This is currently our first term. And right now we have project related to self-driving car, web service, natural language processing, as well as biomedical imaging, genomics, and agriculture related project. We have various project. We hope this efforts will help training our next generation researchers and also workforce, help with workforce development in Arkansas. This is couple examples of our statewide collaborative research and program. At the national level, we currently have research collaboration with universities through NIH and NSF funded research project, such as with University of Pennsylvania, University of Michigan, and University of Minnesota. Also, we have a national network group, No Boundaries Thinking Network Group. Currently, we are promoting a new concept of No Boundaries Thinking. This new concept is different from the current concept and definition, multiple disciplinary or transdisciplinary research.
Mm-hmm.
It's encourage science and researchers to address real challenging science questions. We published our first paper in Novel Thinking 5 years ago. Right now, through NSF funding support, we are promoting this new concept nationwide.
Fantastic. Dr. Xuxian Wang joining us here on A-State Connections and Created State Podcast, making connections that count. And you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast through KASU.org. Also, we're available on iTunes and Google Play. So let's go to the Artificial Intelligence Campus. How did you come up with the idea for the AI Campus, if you don't mind, please?
Yeah, and this is also through our research project. We work on biomedical and imaging related project, and we see the AI, artificial intelligence, especially deep learning, is really making impact to academic research as well as the industry side. We want to train our Arkansas researchers and students for this cutting edge new technology to make an impact to economic and as well as academic research.
Fantastic. And so, well, you said you have 7 institutions besides Arkansas State that's involved in this. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have 7 institutions. Right now, this is our first term of Arkansas AI Campus. We hope that we will continue these efforts. We will involve more institutions in Arkansas.
Yeah, very good. Do you, which ones are involved in this besides Arkansas State?
Right now, we have UMS, U of A, University of Arkansas Fayetteville, and UAPB, and Arkansas Tech, Phelan Smith College. So, also ULR, we have right now we have 7 institutions statewide.
Sure.
So that we would like to train more researchers in this cutting edge technology to further benefit our Arkansas economic and the industry side.
Absolutely. And so how many students from Arkansas State are you working with to be able to be a part of this AI campus?
Right now for our campus, we have, I think we have undergraduate students and graduate students. We have 5 students from our campus. But to work on this artificial intelligence related project, we have faculty and researchers and as well as undergraduate students involved in this related research projects.
And so with some of those projects, tell us about how you're able to collaborate with the students, not only here at Arkansas State, but also with others. I mean, are y'all working on similar projects across the state among the other campuses, or is each campus doing different projects?
Oh, we put for this AI campus, this is different from our traditional academic, traditional course setup.
Mm-hmm.
We put teams, students, and participants from various campuses into different project teams so that they will work together with their on-campus, on-campus students together as well as students and researchers from other campuses. So that we build interdisciplinary research teams. For example, for one of our projects, we have undergraduate students from UAPB. We have a junior faculty from Arkansas Tech. So that they work together. Although they are from different campuses, they work together for the research project.
That's fantastic. And there's a value in being able to have that kind of collaboration between universities and students from different universities, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah, sure. So I think through this, our AI campus participants, not only learn from the coach and the researchers, as well as learn from the peers, so the teammates, so that they work together as a team.
Very good. Dr. Shuxian Wang joins us here. She is an Arkansas Research Alliance Fellow for 2019 here at Arkansas State University. And I know that you join others here that are on campus, a prestigious group as well, the third Arkansas Research Alliance Fellow at Arkansas State, following Dr. Arhelia Lawrence, who's Professor of Metabolic Engineering, and also Dr. Brandon Kemp, Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering. I mean, it's great to be able to have that. And what does it say to have you three here at Arkansas State by way of having such prestigious honor?
Yeah, so that I think that Arkansas Research Alliance and is great support for researchers to work on research innovation and research collaboration for different areas.
Dr. Wang, I know you've been working, you made mention of the translational research lab that Arkansas State is working with St. Bernard's. Can you give us an update on how that project is going?
Oh, we started together for our project for patient stratification. That's the emergency room patient stratification project. We use imaging feature information, as well as clinical feature information. Right now, that project is going on very well. And the researchers of our group and the residents, we work together for the data processing as well as the approach development side.
You've been also working on a grant of the National Institutes of Health, working with the UAMS. And that, can you tell us a bit about that research too, please?
Oh, yes. For that project, we work together for that's related to the cancer-related imaging study. We try to work on the new approach to study, for example, like for lung cancer, early detection and early screening. We all know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths. Many patients died within 5 years. Early detection and early screening is a key to improve the patient survival. So, we work on artificial intelligence and deep learning approach for lung cancer nodule detection through the early screening, lung cancer screening CT imaging. So, and the good thing, the advantage of the deep learning approach is it can learn from a large screening data set as well as can learn from human experts. We hope that our work will contribute, will help with the human expert, especially radiologist, for their screening process and early diagnosis.
Fantastic. Dr. Wang, thank you so much for coming up here to tell us about some of the research that's going on, the artificial intelligence campuses across the state that you've developed. That's really cool. That's awesome to be able
thank
to
you.
Do that. And I imagine, you know, there's probably something about, because I imagine students would probably get very excited about working in something like this. Kind of tell us a bit about how, you know, about that excitement that students have in being able to work in these various projects.
Yeah, it's for specifically for our AI campus, and since this is aside besides students their regular coursework during the regular semester, and we are continue our training after the students finish their final exams, for this semester. One student asked, what's our schedule for December? I said that we will continue meet for our AI campus training every week as we scheduled. So that, of course, we want to schedule our lecture on Christmas and New Year Day, but we will continue our training efforts during the break. This is students said that this is their golden time to put more focus on our AI training projects.
Fantastic. Congratulations on this honor, on being the 2019 Fellow of the Arkansas Research Alliance. Well deserved. Thank you so much for coming up and talking about this and how y'all are making a difference in Arkansas. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Xuxin Wang, an artificial intelligence campus demonstration will take place on February 15th at the Arkansas State University System Office in Little Rock to showcase some of the collaboration and research that's taking place across the state. You've been listening to the Create Ed State podcast, and to hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the podcast at the Create Ed State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. Please tell others about the Create Ed State podcast. Also, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. And you're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.